I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Equatorial Guinea. If you don't know much about it, fair enough. This tiny country tucked into the coastline of West Africa doesn't get a lot of coverage. One of the reasons is pretty simple. No independent media is allowed there. But that hasn't stopped Ramon Esono Ebale. He's a cartoonist, and for years he's challenged and exposed the dictatorship of President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo. But 12 days ago, Ebale was arrested. Journalist Rowan Moore Garrity has written about Ebale's activism in the past. He says the cartoonist has never been afraid to take aim at the president and his family.
Really, they've managed to hold on through very, very severe political repression. That has ebbed and flowed at different points. But his family basically controls all important sectors of the economy. They have a very active secret police. And they really don't tolerate any dissidents. People who speak out are either imprisoned or very quickly find a way to get out of the country.
What about Ramon and what he writes for his audience? Like, how does he connect with his readers in Equatorial Guinea and the diaspora? I mean, he left Equatorial Guinea in 2011, lived in Paraguay for many years. Has his exile been beneficial or has it hurt him in terms of getting his message across?
I think it's been beneficial just because I really have a hard time imagining how somebody could put out anywhere near the quantity of work or the really strident tenor that his work in exile has had. My sense is that it's kind of unleashed him as an artist just because obviously it does insulate him from any backlash. The book that has gotten him in trouble most recently called Obi's Nightmare, and basically it imagines Teodoro Obiang, the president, waking up one morning and discovering that he is just another lowly resident of Malabo, living in a shack that leaks without any running water, with an angry wife who sends him out to sort of face the indignities of the market. And he goes on this sort of awful day-long adventure where he ends up in jail and goes through all of these terrible things that a normal citizen might have to go through in the course of daily life there.
Right. So that's Obi's Nightmare. So how's Ramon distributing a book like that in Equatorial Guinea?
So there are about 200 copies, from what I know, on paper that have made it into the country. It's also been circulating on USB keys, you know, in electronic format among some young people and activists there. The tricky thing is you can't react publicly to a book like that. So it's a little bit hard to sort of gauge the reaction because the people who are reading it can't just go post on social media or talk to their friends openly. But, you know, I think Ramon's view is there's always got to be somebody who's willing to push the envelope. And what he said to me about Obi's Nightmare and about some of that work was, I'm trying to get people to laugh, to kind of break the stranglehold that Obiang has on his own image in society. People think of him like God, is what he told me. And we need to be able to make fun of him so that people realize that something beyond Obiang is possible for this country.
So Ramon Esono has been charged with counterfeiting. It seems like a trumped-up charge, but it's kind of hard to know what that's all about. Tell us what you know about the conditions at the jail where he's being kept.
So the prison is called Black Beach, and it was pretty notorious after independence as the main place that political prisoners were sent. Torture was commonplace, and even today there are reports of inmates being denied medical treatment and being denied food, but it's just hard to know. The sense I've gotten is that what the Obiang regime is waiting for is some kind of more full-throated apology, which even if it isn't really credible, would at least be viewed as kind of a victory. In the past, opposition politicians have been made to put T-shirts with the president's face on them and go on national television renouncing what they'd said. What I know about Ramon suggests that he really would be loath to do something like that and would fight it with every ounce of his being. But he's got a family living halfway across the world now, and it's got to be a terribly scary situation. In the past, this is something where advocates for human rights, you know, might have contacted the State Department desk and gotten a statement written. I was told that so far they have heard nothing from the U.S. Embassy in Equatorial Guinea.
Rowan Moore Garrity, a journalist who's written a long and very engaging story about the cartoon activism of Ramon Esono Ebale of Equatorial Guinea. Rowan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Check out some of Ramon Esono Ebale's provocative cartoons over at PRI.org.